Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Tim Sanderlin and today is November 30th. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we'll be reading a portion of scripture and through part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we're working from today is O Come, Emmanuel, and the second stanza says this, O Come, Thou Lord of Might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times didst give the law, in cloud and majesty and awe, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. Our scripture for today comes from Exodus 24. So if you have your copy of scripture, let's begin reading in verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You are to worship at a distance, but Moses alone is to approach the Lord. The others must not come near, and the people may not come up with him." When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice, "Everything the Lord has said, we will do." Moses then wrote down everything the Lord had said. He got up early the next morning, built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and set up 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as fellowship offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in the bowls, and the other half he splashed against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it to the people. They responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey." Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood in the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the Lord of Israel. Under his feet was something like pavement made of lapis lazuli, as bright blue as the sky. But God did not raise his hand against these leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and commandments I have written for their instruction." Then Moses set out with Joshua, his aide, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. He said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them." When Moses went up to the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. For 6 days, the cloud covered the mountain, and on the seventh day, the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Then Moses entered the cloud as he went up on the mountain. He stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Here is the moment before Moses is to go up to Mount Sinai and receive the Ten Commandments from the Lord himself. What a pivotal moment for the Israelites. These commandments that are to come will be crucial for the Israelites to understand more fully how holy and perfect and blameless their God is and how wretched they truly are. Before this momentous encounter between Moses and the Lord, however, there is a scene where God instructs Moses to come near and worship him, but the others in the group are to worship at a distance. During the days of COVID-19, at a distance is a key phrase to keep in your pocket. Everything, interaction with people, work, birthdays, hugs, conversations, you name it, is to be done from a distance. It is dangerous to draw near to people. Only a select few are allowed within 6 feet, and main criteria is that they must be family members. And for those in the Old Testament, living under the Old Covenant, it was the very same way when coming before the Lord. No one outside of the family of Israel was allowed near. And even then, the Lord, for our own sake, said we might need to stay back because we are not fit to be in his presence. But God, in his grace and love, came to us in the person of Emmanuel, God with us. He brought himself low into flesh and drew near to us so that we too can draw near to him in worship. No longer do we worship at a distance. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you. Amen.